This week on Raiders All Access, future Hall of Famer Charles Woodson turns 39 years young.
When... Happy birthday to you.
And Bono's Amari Cooper.
Never underestimate rookies.
Plus, the Raiders begin divisional play.
Hey, they're playing well at home.
All that and more as we look at the week that was on Raiders All Access, starting right now.
We run the show.
Happy birthday, Charles. It's good to see someone older than me still balling. Congrats on all your success continued, and go Blue, and I'm proud of you, and keep it up.
How cute. A Michigan Brofest for the birthday boy. Charles Woodson actually joined us this week on the Silver and Black Show, and when you look at Charles's resume, he has a Heisman Trophy, a Super Bowl trophy, but there's one thing he doesn't have, and he may get that belated birthday gift this Sunday.
And 62 career interceptions, but on that list... Peyton Manning's name is insane. Yeah. You face Peyton Manning. How much do you want that birthday gift this week?
Yeah, you know, it'd be great, man. Of course, I mean, anytime I go into a game, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is, you want to get the ball. It'd be great to pick Peyton off, but it's all about the team. So if I could get an interception and help the team win, then that'd be pretty awesome.
Each week we ask five questions to our players. So what was your first job ever?
The YMCA. I worked at the YMCA, and I went in, I think it was towards the end of the day when it was over, and, you know, whatever they had going on, I had to help, you know, pick up, fold up chairs and the whole nine. So,
what made you get interested in the wine industry and business?
It was the fault of the Oakland Raiders, you know, training camp being in Napa Valley.
Okay, best singer on the team?
I think between Gabe and... Khalil can hold the tunes.
So wait, Gabe Jackson,
yeah,
you're saying?
Yeah,
okay. Why don't we see if we have a crooner on the team right now?
Y'all not gonna really have him sing to me though. Right?
Oh yeah, we are. Happy, it's your birthday.
Happy 39th birthday, man.
Man, I appreciate
Should
that.
Should we
bro.
All sing? One, sing. Two, three.
Check that out.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Charles.
Hey, hey, you want to break that thing down one time? Break it down for me one time.
Happy birthday to you.
There it is.
You.
There we go.
Appreciate that,
wow.
Man. My man.
Wish you many
Appreciate
more.
That, boss.
Raiders head coach Jack Del Rio spent three seasons in Denver as defensive coordinator and interim head coach. So does his insight into the personnel give him an advantage?
I really don't see advantages to playing really good teams, you know. I think, obviously, the talent is there. We're aware of that. They have good design. We're aware of that. But, no, I don't feel like we've gained an advantage in any way that in that respect. I think what it really comes down to is that I understand they're human beings like we are. We have a good football team, so do they, and we get to go compete on Sunday.
The Silver and Black were in the community this week as they hosted the second annual evening with the Raiders at the Alameda facility in conjunction with the NFL's Breast Cancer Awareness Initiative.
Oh, it's an amazing event tonight. We're here to honor all the caregivers and breast cancer survivalists. And to be here is amazing. To hear their stories on hand, and it's very impactful, you know, to hear what they go through. The strength it takes for them to wake up every day. It's just amazing to hear that.
Jack Del Rio and his team played host to the Blue Angels. 15 members of the flight crew visited the Raiders facility, met with the team, and even broke down the huddle.
The Raiders on three, baby. One, two, three.
JT the Brick joining us now, the host of the official Raiders podcast, which you can find on iTunes or Raiders.com on a weekly basis. And you join us on a weekly basis. Let's go back to last week. A tough one to lose on the road, JT. What was the turning point for you in watching that one?
On the call, I think there were two turning points in the game. The first one was Jay Cutler started. And Cutler is a heck of a quarterback. You wonder why he's one of the highest paid quarterbacks in football the last three seasons. He can make every throw. And the way he stepped up in the pocket, converted on fourth and five, was critical. Yeah, I thought the Raiders had an opportunity to try to put the game away and stretch it beyond a field goal, and they couldn't convert on third down. I would hope if the Raiders are in that situation again down the road, that they'll be more aggressive.
Well, now they're facing a 4-0 team. It's their first divisional matchup. The good thing is it's at home, so they will have the fan support. But they're also welcoming in old man Peyton Manning. What do you expect out of Peyton?
I expect the best out of Peyton Manning. I've been talking about Peyton Manning all week on my national radio show, and I am shocked by all the ignorant people that think that Peyton Manning is done. You got to be kidding me. This is arguably the greatest quarterback of all time, and he's undefeated this year. He can't make every throw the way he used to, but the key, Nicole, to Peyton Manning is he always throws to receivers who are wide open. He checks down. He never throws into double coverage, and he's had tremendous success against Oakland because he's been able to go against cornerbacks who are young and find a way to manipulate them. The Raiders are going to have to play an outstanding game on defense. Not one player, not four, not six, 11 guys plus the subs who come in. Someone's got to make a play.
Pressure is on you. It's time now for the Bricks pick. What is the key for a win for the Silver and Black at home this Sunday?
Well, the key to the win here is that everybody's going to have to start fast, and the game's got to be manageable. This game has got to go into halftime manageable. Where the Raiders are up by three, they're down by three, it's a tie game, the crowd is into it, and they're able to make a big play or two in the second half of this game. I think the key player in this game is going to be punter Marquette King. I talked to him in Chicago. He is up for the challenge in this game. He's got to pin Peyton Manning back inside the 10-yard line. There's got to be a couple of punts in this game where Manning is starting inside the 20, and he's got to go 80 yards. Peyton's getting older. If you make him go the length of the field a couple of times instead of giving him a short field, I think that will be critical in this game. As it says behind me, Al Davis, just win, baby. This is a game that the Raiders have to have. Imagine beating Denver in the division to go to 3-2 into the bye week and get rested up for the critical road game at San Diego. It's going to take a lot, but the Raiders are capable of stepping up and pushing the Broncos back and getting a big win at home.
Yeah, the Raiders hoping to be 1-0 in the division. JT the Brick, as usual, telling it like it is. The Raiders hoping to tell the Denver Broncos like it is Sunday at O.co Coliseum. Thanks for watching. We'll see you all next week.